He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the March 21st live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Zed Eagle, California, broadcasting once again today from Charleston, South Carolina, where the wind is howling today. It's sunny, but thunderstorms. Hey, I mean, when they have thunderstorms here, they're a lot bigger than the thunderstorms we have in San Diego. Well, we have a little bit of sunshine, not much, in the market today. The market is awaiting the Fed today. Oh, boy. I can hardly wait. The Dow is down 21 points right now, which puts it at 24,706. The S&P 500 is down a buck. It's at 2715. The NASDAQ is up a little bit today. It's up 5 points. The Facebook-led South NASDAQ now rebounding just a little bit. It's at 7,368. The Russell 2000 small caps are having a good day, up 0.3%. They're at 1575. I'm seeing a little accumulation in that small cap area of the market recently. Crude oil having another good day, up 86 cents per barrel, $64.40. The oil stocks had a very good day yesterday. Gold's up $8.50 per ounce at $1,320 per ounce. We've got the 10-year at 2.90. It continues to push higher as we wait and see what Fed Chairman Jerome Powell will have to say in about four and a half hours, something like that, when we get that all-important Fed statement. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, broadcasting today, Charleston, South Carolina, as we get ready to move south here to Sarasota. We'll be in Sarasota Monday through Friday now. I had to open up Monday. I think there's like one spot left on Monday, but I am booked all week long. So if you want to try, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Well, the Austin bombing suspect is dead. That's the good news. That's the best news we've heard so far today. I got that news alert at about 3 a.m. this morning, and I do have a brother who lives near Austin, Texas, and that certainly kept them on edge, the people of Austin, that is, and he is dead now. We'll have to see what his motive was. 24-year-old white male. What would possess somebody to do that kind of mischief? We'll just have to find out, I guess, from his media post and his computer files and any notes he might have left behind. The Facebook stocks, the social media stocks, Twitter yesterday joined the trip south with Facebook as they've got some issues of their own. Now, Facebook is catching a little bit of a bid today. I told you that the support level on Facebook was right 61. It hit that yesterday almost exactly and is up $5 a share off of that low. It's now at 166.39. And as I say, Facebook is catching a little bit of a bid. Now it's down right now. It's trading very heavy volume again. But it looks like there is a bounce taking place since late in the day yesterday. Meanwhile, Twitter yesterday down 10.4% on reports that Israel is considering sanctions against Twitter for allegedly ignoring requests to remove content that supports terrorism. Well, these social media sites under fire right now. They better clean up their act, or there's going to be government, and there's going to be regulation, and there's going to be rule crackdown on them if they don't take action themselves. Jerome Powell in the spotlight today. This will be his first post-policy statement presser. You don't want to miss that. Now, that's always exciting. Q&A on interest rates and GDP and inflation. It's just riveting. So you want to listen to that. That'll be around 12:30, about 3:30 p.m. today, Eastern time, about 12:30 noon, somewhere in there, West Coast time. We'll see what he has to say. See whether or not he tips his hat. Let's see if he's as good as Greenspan at totally concealing and not tipping at all which way the Fed was leaning. In the meantime, the 30-year mortgage rate has drifted higher. It is at 4.68% this week. And, of course, with the 10-year hitting 2.90%, I think we're going to continue to see mortgage rates drift higher. You know, I keep seeing weak numbers coming from Europe. What's going on over there? If it's not German PMI or France factory orders, it's UK factory orders today. United Kingdom factory orders gauge falls to a five-month low in March. You know, I've been watching the European markets. I've been watching the index, VGK, which is a Vanguard Total Europe Index Fund. And I've noticed softness. I've noticed weakness recently in the European Union and the European stocks. And we'll just have to see if that's just a temporary thing or if that global economy is starting to soften up a little bit. British factory orders, book balance fell to plus 4 in March following plus 10 in February, but still well above the long-term average. Well, there's an important meeting. There was an important meeting that took place at Facebook yesterday. I think there's some very nervous people. However, there were two notable absentees from the meeting table. So there were two leftover zucchini avocado sandwiches. No, I don't know what they eat in Silicon Valley. I'm just guessing on whole grain ciabatta, and I'm sure it's non-GMO and all this kind of thing. But Zuckerberg wasn't there. Neither was Sheryl Sandberg, the chief operating officer. They are doing their own delving into the problem to see how this could have happened, this big leak, this retention of private information by one of their vendors. Well, they say that they're working around the clock to get all the facts together, but they were absent from the big meeting yesterday. How about that accident in Arizona? What is the fallout from that? Well, so far, pretty big fallout. Toyota has suspended their test program after the Uber accident. Now, I've read a lot about this accident, and it sure sounds to me like it doesn't matter who was behind the wheel of that car. This woman on a bike jumped out from the shadows. There was very little reaction time to react, and she was killed by the accident. And Toyota Motor Company has now halted their self-driving program after the Uber accident. We'll just have to see where this all ends up. We've got some companies reporting earnings today. We've got a company that has now passed Google. Now passed Google. Google's $760 billion. This company's now $764 billion. Got its sights set on Apple's $891 billion in market capitalization. I think it's going to pass Apple at some point in time. and we've got one of the biggest firms on Wall Street raising the target price significantly on this company. We'll talk about that when we come back. There's also some breaking news on some earnings coming in this morning. We've got some more deals taking place. Ford is stepping up to the plate with connected cars. Who might be the companies involved there? And we've got like maybe one or two spots left in Sarasota. We'll have to do a little bit of trading around to see if we can fit you in. But I opened up Tuesday, and then I opened up Monday. I extended my trip, spring break, Monday through Friday, Sarasota, 855-611-BEST, if you want to meet me. Or GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so any time after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look here. Let's give a little update on a company that yesterday passed Google. All right. Let's see where that race is today. Amazon snuck by Google yesterday in market capitalization. You know, Google's an older company. As far as I can remember, Google's been around a little longer than Amazon. Amazon is moving at a much faster clip, however, than Google currently is. And Amazon is moving at a much, much, much faster clip than Apple is. And I think it's just a matter of time before Amazon eventually looks Apple in the eye and passes on by and becomes the first $1 trillion market cap company. All right, we'll see what happens, but that's my prediction. Amazon now is a $765 billion market cap company, while Alphabet, otherwise known, the stock previously known as Google, is a $763 billion company. Now, in addition to this, Goldman Sachs puts out the loftiest target price on the street. They say that the shares could easily hit up to $1,900 this year, which is $75 higher than the firm's last price target for the tech giant. That would represent a 23% upside to Amazon yesterday's close. Well, I think I'd take 23% between now and the end of the year. And, of course, Goldman Sachs is saying that the stock could easily hit that. From Goldman Sachs' mouth to God's ears, could easily hit $1,900 this year. Analyst Heath Terry tells CNBC that Amazon still has the potential for upsides. Now, those are surprises, particularly from Amazon Web Services and a continuing shift by people out there, you know, shoppers, towards online retail sales. So anyways, let's take a look at Amazon in the app right now. I continue to own Amazon in my premier growth portfolio. I mean, if you're looking for a growth large cap stock and you're looking for the 25 or 30 best growth large cap stocks to put into a large cap stock growth portfolio, it's pretty hard to overlook Amazon. Now, I have owned Amazon off and on over the last several years. I got out of it about a year ago for a short period of time. Maybe it was 6 months ago, 9 months ago. They had a very soft quarter, but I got right back into it not too long after that as their earnings estimates started to be ratcheted higher. And it's currently a very large position here at my firm. Okay, Amazon, currently on the Best Stocks Now app, my price target. Okay, now, Goldman Sachs is putting out a price target between now and the end of the year. Amazon is currently trading at almost 1,600. They say it'll get to 1,900. It could get to 1,900 by the end of the year. My price target 5 years down the road is 2,400. I have it with 51% upside potential. That's over the next 5 years. And, of course, there's upside, obviously, to that if they can continue to beat the estimates that are out there on the street. Now, how has Amazon performed? The valuation side of the equation is a little soft right now, but the performance side of the equation is still quite good. Over the last 10 years, Amazon has delivered to investors 35% per year returns. The market has delivered 7.5%. Over the last 5 years, Amazon has delivered 43% per year returns, while the market's delivered just 12%. And Amazon has really picked up steam here over the last 1 to 3 years. Over the last 3 years, the stock of Amazon has averaged an annual growth rate. This is the stock, capital appreciation, of 77% per year. The market's delivered 8. All right? Think of a car on the freeway going 8 miles per hour in the slow lane, probably got 4 flat tires, you know, and a smoking radiator. And think of a car cruising along at 77 miles per hour. Which car would you rather be in? Well, there's no guarantees. Going forward, but that's been the track record here over the last 3 years. Over the last 12 months, Amazon is up 96%. The market is up 14.5%. Now, when I compare the stock performance of Amazon against all the other 5,400 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds in my database, Amazon sits at or near the top of the class. It has an A-plus performance grade, and it has an A-plus momentum grade. Those are double-barreled shotgun momentum blast of A-plus, both momentum and long-term performance. Now, because of the soggy valuation right now, Amazon's gotten pretty expensive here. That brings it down a little bit in its overall rank. But having said that, Amazon currently has a overall grade in the app of A-, which is a buy rating. It has a current rank of 252 out of 5,537, 252. So it's in that upper 3 or 4% of the entire market. Now, I like stocks that are 350 or better, 400 or better, and at 252, this is still one of the top-ranked stocks, and especially if you're looking at the category that Amazon fits in. This isn't a dividend payer. This is not a small cap ultra growth stock. This is a large cap U.S. growth stock. And within that category, it continues to be one of the top ranked stocks. Now, if we go back 18 months ago, well, let's go back 1 year ago. Remember now, Amazon's up 96% over the last year. Amazon was ranked at number 92 1 year ago, and 18 months ago, it was ranked at number 6. And it's remained in that upper echelon, except for a little blip about 6 months ago, and then it has come storming back. I continue to own Amazon, AMZN, which passed Google yesterday and got a lofty upgrade from Goldman Sachs. I own it in my premier growth portfolio. It's about a 3 or 4% overall position. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, And I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this Fed Wednesday, waiting for news from the Fed. Of course, they have been meeting. They started meeting yesterday in the Federal Open Market Committee, and they've been discussing things like GDP and interest rate and who ordered the pastrami on rye and other things like this, inflation numbers, all kinds of important things. And from there, they determine what they're going to do with money supply, what they're going to do with the Fed funds rate, one of the most watched rates in the entire world. It moves markets when the Fed speaks. And today, it will be Jerome Powell's first chance to not only be part of the announcement, but also do the press conference afterwards. Well, he'll get grilled different analysts and commentators and whatnot from the press trying to get any kind of clues out of him whatsoever. We'll see how good he is at camouflaging, at veiling his next move on interest rates. But that will come at about 11:30. Is it 9? Maybe it's 9:30 a.m. Maybe in a couple of hours. Yeah, it's in a couple of hours, actually. Maybe even in an hour, 8:30. That's right, because it's 11:30 that we get it back on the West Coast. All right, so we've got Toyota stopping their pulling off their experiment right now in the self-driving cars. But Arizona says, hey, it's okay. This is not time to rein in the industry. Now, for some reason, Arizona has become a hub for self-driving cars. The Gilbert area, the Chandler area, a lot of Waymo cars driving around down there. And, of course, this accident took place in Tempe. But Arizona says we believe we have enough in our laws right now to regulate automobiles. There will be issues along the way, but we do not feel that this is the time to rein in the industry. Well, if you've got an old Ford for $16.99 per month, okay, here's what you get. Ford's Smart Link. Sounds pretty good to me, all right? Here's what you'll get. A remote key fob. Yeah, you know, I haven't found that to be so useful. I can open up my car doors from about a block away, and I guess the lights come on and things like this. It'll tell you the location of your car. Now, the older my wife and I get, that's getting to be more and more important as to the location. Where did we park? I think we're over here. She says, I think we're this way. I say, I think we're this way. And that helps to have that location thing on the car, especially at a ball game. Now, you know, like at a Circle K or something, a little fast food gas station, if you can't find your car, you might want to get your memory checked or whatnot. But car location and a vehicle health alert. And for a little extra money, you can get a Verizon 4G LTE hotspot added to your car so you can surf the internet while you're rolling down the highway. Salesforce, there was a big deal yesterday. You know, I've got to tell you, there was a stock that I had my eye on. It's a fairly recent IPO, but it was an A-plus momentum grade. And, you know, the symbol was Mule, of all things. Mule Soft, just like a stubborn old mule, okay? It's a company that just came public last year. It's a $5.8 billion company that does work connecting applications and data sources in the cloud. And the stock has done okay since going public, but all of a sudden it had an A-plus momentum grade. This showed up about a week ago, which put it on my radar, and I've looked at it every day for the last several days. And then, bam, yesterday, Oracle moved in, or actually it was Salesforce, CRM, moved in and bought the stock for $6.5 billion. The stock was up 27.2% yesterday. Did I own it? No. There's currently about 400 A-plus momentum grades, but I'm telling you, I can almost tell you that every single buyout this year of a company, there's been unusual activity. I thought there not supposed to be any, insiders knowing what's going on. There's always unusual activity taking place in these stocks before the actual news. And it shows up in my app. And I continue to look for potential takeover candidates. And a lot of times it's in that A-plus momentum grade area. Well, MuleSoft is gone. It's too late for that one. All right, we do have a another stock that I owned today, and it is in the news. It is a mega cap company. It looks like maybe they disappointed the street just a little bit. The stock is down 3.34% today. But it has been a top performing stock. And once again, if you're looking for the best 25 or 30 players in your lineup, on your roster for opening day of baseball season, which in the Padres instance is in 8 days when we take on the mighty Milwaukee Brewers and those bright white lines and the deep green fields and the shiny new uniforms. That's what I'm talking about in my Best Stocks Now portfolios. I want the absolute very best. And every day there's companies and stocks out there that are vying for one of those roster spots. Well, I only have room for 25 to 30, and most of those stocks, most of those spots are taken right now. But from time to time, I'm looking for an upgrade. I may decide to jettison Facebook. We never know. And always looking for upgrades. Well, one that I currently do own, it takes up one of those precious roster spots in my flagship Premier Growth Fund, which has been doing very, very well. Again, here this year is Tencent Holdings, TCEHY, which trades in Hong Kong, which is headquartered in Hong Kong, but actually it trades on the New York Stock Exchange. In fact, it's traded 2.3 million shares today. So there's no problem with with liquidity in this stock. Tencent is now a $548 billion company. They're a provider of internet and mobile value-added services and online advertising. Well, that sounds a lot like Google to me. Maybe a little bit of Facebook thrown in. And I've watched some of the acquisitions that Tencent Holdings has made recently. They're also pretty big into the video gaming business, which industry grew by 23% in February, did the video game industry. And Tencent Holdings is a major player there. Well, Tencent Holdings has been growing its earnings by 32% per year over the last 5 years. And again, it is a stock that I currently own in my Premier Growth portfolio. Let's begin with the valuation of the shares. You know, you're not going to buy one of these Premier Growth stocks that are growing by 32% per year. You're not going to get them for 7 or 8 times earnings. You got to look to GE. You got to look to IBM. You got to look to other laggard, slow growth companies, companies going the wrong way to find low PEs like that. This is not what you would call a value stock. However, with the kind of growth rate that it currently possesses and the kind of earnings that it is putting up, I can make an argument for a $99 target price 5 years down the road on Tencent Holdings. Tencent is currently trading at $57 per share. So that's still some pretty significant upside potential. I also see that the PEG ratio is not that rich. It's 1.36. So yes, you are paying a premium for the growth rate of Tencent Holdings, TCEHY, but it's a premium stock, okay? And it's a little cheaper today. It's down 3% after their earnings report. The performance of the stock has been sensational, up 134% over the last 12 months. It's averaged 55% over the last 3 years, 54% over the last 5 years. No guarantees going forward. The stock is currently ranked at number 142 out of 5,537 in the Best Stocks Now app. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so any time after that, I am available to meet with you. If you would like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just want to close by looking at about three or four different stories here. Number one, FedEx. I think FedEx is a pretty good barometer of the economy. The FedEx company reported earnings this morning that were much, much better than expected, and the stock is actually breaking out here out of a sideways consolidation, and they report very robust business. Net income grew 63% to $3.72 per share. They had a profitable quarter. Now, this includes that all-important Christmas season. Their earnings up 62%, their sales up 10%, and they report very robust business right now. 0.8% dividend yield, headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee, $68 billion company. FedEx, worthy of note, the strong report. They beat by 61 cents. Now, this is still the tail end. These are just a few stragglers still coming in from the fourth quarter of 2017, and FedEx reported very, very, very strong report. And you know what? We had a lot of companies this quarter that beat their sales estimates. In fact, we had a record number. 73% of the companies reporting in the S&P 500 beat their sales estimates. Tesla. I want to just comment on Tesla. I am not a fan of Tesla stock, and I guess a lot of other people are not either. It's the most heavily shorted stock in the NASDAQ 100. 23% of its shares are held short. Well, Tesla shares have now slipped into a bear market. That means they're 20% off their high, as analysts increasingly see the automaker entering a make-or-break year. Well, from what I can tell, they're still having a terrible time getting cars off the assembly line. Goldman Sachs has a sell rating on the stock and says that quarterly deliveries will fall short of estimates amid balance sheet woes. They also have a shortage of cash, so I am just not a fan of Tesla, the stock, TSLA. Another one that I find interesting, and I've kind of been following this, the Chinese now control the lion's share of the cobalt supply in the world. We've talked about cobalt before. The world's automotive industry is waking up too late to the fact that China will hold most of the world's supply of cobalt, a key metal for electric vehicle batteries. If cobalt falls in the hands of the Chinese, you won't see electric vehicles being produced in Europe. They're waking up too late. I think it's because the car industry has never had a supply chain problem before. The CEO of Glencore, one of the big mining companies, nevertheless could sell cobalt mines in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, home to more of 60% of world's cobalt production, to China if the price is right. In other words, China has representatives down in the Democratic Republic of the Congo looking to buy up a big chunk of the world's cobalt supply. And yes, there are some cobalt stocks. I've owned a few cobalt stocks in the past. One other group that's caught my eye here recently are the solar companies. You know, President Trump is going after China and their trade practices, and one of their trade practices has been to dump cheap solar panels on the market to drive down costs. Well, I'd have to say that that day is coming to an end. The solar companies enjoyed their best day in nearly a month yesterday, headed by a 10% surge in rooftop installer Vivint Solar. There's also been some optimism about exemptions from important tariffs for SunPower, which stock was up 7.6% yesterday, and Sunrun, R-U-N, which is a solar installer. So keep your eye on the solar stocks right now, because they are caught up. They're on the sunny side of the street of the moves being made by President Trump with the tariffs, mainly aimed at China. Okay, well, I will be, we've got one or two spots left. I originally planned on being in Sarasota Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The demand was so strong that I increased it to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday. Tuesday filled up just like that. And now there's like one or two slots left on Monday, and then it's booked. It's full until the next time around. So if you'd like to reach me, 855-611-BEST. Or GundersonCapital.com. I normally spend, you know, anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes with folks, and I like to find out what you've been doing in the market, what your plans are going forward, what your risk tolerance is, what your portfolio looks like now, whether you're happy with what you're doing, whether you're not happy with what you're doing, what your time horizon is. There's a lot that comes into play there, and that's all part of my little interview and meeting with you one-on-one in Sarasota. And then we'll be returning to Scottsdale, Arizona for a couple of weeks. We don't have the exact date yet, and I'll be meeting with folks there. And then it's back to Carlsbad, and then we plan our Dallas trip and Atlanta trips from there. By that time, maybe the ice is thawed in Minnesota, and we'll get back up to Minnesota and then up to the Great Northwest and hopefully over to the big rock in Hawaii this year. So we're looking ahead to a lot of fun here in 2018. We've got the market cooperating a little bit here today. The tech stocks are making a fairly nice comeback after a couple of dreary days led southward by Facebook's woes and other social marketing companies that are also under the microscope right now. All right, well, we're going to ready here to go through my database today. I can't wait. It's the best part of the day for me. And let's see if there's any good candidates out there to buy or sell today. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.